Powered through the Alaska Airlines Studios.
This is Bump and Stacy
on Seattle Sports.
Streaming through the Seattle Sports app.
Now, here are your hosts, Michael Bumpus and Stacy Ross.
Here we go now.
Let's talk Mariners with Ryan Roland-Smith. He joins us now on the Emerald Queen Casino Sportsbook Hotline. Ryan, how's it going?
I'm doing well. Good to talk to you guys.
We do have lots of Mariners stuff to get to, including we had some listeners on the Mac and Jack's text line text in just their win predictions for the season. We're going to almost do like a little season preview here. Before we get to it, Ryan, we got to talk about the biggest story in baseball today. What did you make of the Ohtani news?
Oh, man, what a mess. Absolute mess. And what I'm shocked about, and you know, as you guys, I mean, are well aware of, that he's translated. This is not someone just, you know, signed up, you know, from the Dodgers or even from the Angels. This is like one of his best, this is his best friend, you know, on the planet. I mean, his dad had a restaurant in Anaheim, you know, and that was part of the situation with him going to Anaheim as well. I mean, this is like a brother to him. And all of a sudden, no one can get their story straight before they make this go public because everyone knew it was going to go public. And that to me is absolutely wild. So, you have, you know, he's translated come out and this is my theory. Look, there's all different, you know, things that, and we may find out the real story here. We may not. But I think he would have spoken to Ohtani, said to him, look, this is what's going on. Or Ohtani knew about it. Or he was, who knows? I don't want to speculate. But he's kind of come out and said, you know, I want to get ahead of this. Came out, made all these statements. I think Ohtani, I feel like, believe that Ohtani either, you know, at the very least said, hey, listen, man, here's some money. Let's pay this off. Let's try and squash this thing. He's come out and thought, okay, I can mention that. Then all of a sudden someone's turned around from Ohtani's team and said, no, he cannot be involved in this at all, period. And I'm sure including the Dodgers as well. And so now all of a sudden they've got these two different stories and people are just too smart now. There's just too much social media. There's too many you know, things that get out there. The public opinion can go crazy here. So it is an absolute mess. It's a shame the timing of this, the beginning of the season, especially with Ohtani playing for the Dodgers. You know, and playing, I know he's in South Korea, but you've got so many Japanese fans following him to South Korea to watch that game. You know, and just kick the season off like this, it's a real shame. But I'm sure we'll figure all this out very soon and see how it rolls out.
Ryan, when I was in the league, every year at training camp, they would have guys come in and remind us, hey, you can't bet on this, you can't do that.
Yep.
What's it like in the bigs? Do you guys get the same type of education before the season?
Yeah, well, when I was playing, Bump, I mean, it was the heaviest meeting we had. It was about, you know, gambling in sports. And obviously because you knew about some of the issues that went on, you know, 20 years prior to that, and they put their foot down and said, there is just zero tolerance from our side and Major League Baseball. And you knew that you just do not get involved in anything whatsoever. The hard thing is, I think right now in the last, you know, 3 to 5 years is that it's MLB have kind of opened up the floodgates state to state with some of the gambling in sports. So as a player, now all of a sudden it's very blurry as to, you know, what you can and can't do. Not talking about your own sport, but it's like, you know, it's one of these things where, and I can say this, now that I'm not playing anymore, but I would get, look, in Australia, gambling culture in Australia is quite big. It's a big deal, right? It's embedded in every broadcast. So like they have the over-unders, they've got the, you know, the odds embedded in broadcasts. And so that's kind of that's what I was used to seeing. I get to the States, I'm like, wow, there's a huge, there's a huge separation here. Well, now in the last couple of years, it's very similar to Australia. So like you would get, you know, situations where you look at other sports and it's just a part of culture in general in regards to sports. And now all of a sudden MLB has kind of blurred the lines a little bit. So it makes it a lot tougher. Again, this is not excusing anything that could come out here in the next couple of days or whatever, but Bump, I'm with you, man. They put their foot down. You knew that you were not going to even go close. Even if someone asked, hey, man, what do you think of this guy? What do you think of that guy? Hey, I'm not even talking about that right now. I have nothing to do with any – I'm not giving you any advice, period, with that. That's
hey,
for sure.
Last one on Ohtani before we get to the Mariners. What's a – for me, I have like a million questions stemming from this that we don't have answers to. What to you is the question just top of mind for you about this entire thing?
I think that I strongly believe that his translator was, you know, and again, I don't know what sport or gambler, whatever. I mean, worldwide, it's an issue. I believe I have a bit of an issue, especially in sports and stuff like that, as far as, you know, how you blur the lines and everything else. But I think Otani, I believe that Otani said, look, I'm going to help you out here some way, one way or another. And then all of a sudden, Otani's spokespeople have kind of forecasted this absolute mess and said, no, we are coming out and separating ourselves completely from this individual. I don't care how close he is to you. And so Otani's like, okay, let's go with that. And then now all of a sudden, you've got these two stories that don't make any sense. And now all of a sudden, Ipe's come out, turned around and said, oh, no, sorry, I was lying about my first statement. I just made that up. Or that's not exactly, it's an absolute mess. So will we ever know the absolute truth? I think they'll get to the bottom of it. But it's just a shame to start the season that way, that's for sure.
All right, let's talk about some Mariners now, huh?
Let's do it, yes.
We played some custom Hollander earlier today, Ryan, and he said that he felt they were aggressive during the offseason. And then I said, look, maybe he feels they were aggressive for his circumstance, like what they were actually capable of doing. How would you describe their offseason when you look at the guys they picked up in their lineup as it stands?
I'll give him an A, and I'd even close to go A plus with what they did. And the reason I say that is because of this, right? This is not just a Mariners situation this offseason with everything you saw. Like, you know, you heard things about, you know, RSNs and, you know, cutting back and everything else with spending. This is a league-wide outside of three teams. And so when you have a situation where you have these big free agents out there, like you saw Blake Snell just signed a couple of days ago, when he's hovering around in October, in November, December, not even close to signing, and teams are just, you know, I'm saying 27 teams are in a situation where they're like, we cannot get crazy here for the next half a decade and commit to players. And the Mariners are in that boat too. Well, all of a sudden, it's going to be a slow off season, and you've got to get really creative. So I'm looking at this thinking, all right, if you're going to go out and bolster this lineup or make it have a little bit more, fill some gaps, you're going to have to get clever. And part of that was going to be you're going to have to give up one of these pitchers or two of them maybe. And they didn't. The fact that you still have this rotation intact and you still fill the gap. Now, I know everyone speculates about the injuries that potentially could happen, man. But I'm looking at this lineup. If you've got Ty France, you know, the circa 2022 All-Star production from him, and he's hitting eighth in the lineup, that's a deep lineup. And like I said, if you can get 120, 140 games from, you know, the three newcomers who were around the 80-game mark or 60-game mark for Mitch Haniger, you get 140 out of them, man, this lineup is really, really tough to pitch to. It really is. And then on top of that, you have the pitching. And then on top of that, too, the one move I really like was the Ryan Stanek move, and I think maybe that was pushed over the line a little bit because of Matt Brash. I'm sure they were talking to him, and they're like, okay, now we have to go in with whatever Stanek needs here because we're going to be a little bit short. So I honestly, looking back, I was just in spring training last week. I was like, man, they've got a way more dynamic lineup, and they didn't go out and go crazy and put all their eggs in one basket if they could to go sign one free agent. They've gotten pretty creative here, and they've taken advantage of the Minnesota Twins who had no money to spend, and they're like, look, I know you're bugging us about Polanco for 12 months now. Here he is. And they didn't have to give up a whole lot for him either. So I think they did a really, really good job.
Ryan, I know that you spent some time out at spring training. You also are obviously well-connected with the organization and hear lots of things. Who are you hearing great things about coming out of spring?
I love what I'm hearing. And this is not just, you know, him talking, but just from the back end too, with Mitch Haniger and sort of his – and again, look, everyone loves Mitch, right? Health-wise, you know, look, this guy works super hard, man. We all know that. Everyone knows how hard he works. And he's capable of really big things. But I will be honest with you. When he left a couple of years ago, I was like, okay, obviously he wanted something. The Mariners weren't willing to meet that. Okay, he's kind of leaving on, call it not bad terms, but he's leaving on a situation where it's not like, oh, you know, hey, look, I love you guys, but see, I'm going here. It was something where he asked the Mariners maybe for something and they just weren't in a position to do it, that's just how it works. Then he's come back this year. I'm like, oh, how's this going to go? And he just seems different. It just seems like a different you know, outlook for Mitch Henniger. I just love the fact that all I'm hearing about is so many young players just gravitating towards him quietly, what he does. And I think when you have a team like this and you're a little bit, the expectations, you're going to fly under the radar a little bit, and you have that kind of presence in the clubhouse, like a Mitch Henniger, for example, at the top, and obviously Julio too. But I think from a side of, you know, getting everything done, I can't wait to see what he's capable of. Like I said, obviously injuries, obliques, and whatever else. He only played 60 games last year. But, man, I'm really excited to see what Mitch does. And then on top of that too, like, I'm going to throw another name out there, Cade Marlow, man. I love watching him play last year. And I think that he could be someone, he has enough patience for his age, right? And there's just enough, like, that dynamic outfielder position for him. Yeah, I'd love to see. I know we haven't heard a whole lot about Cade, but I just feel like he can be an impact player as well once we start shuffling things around as this season gets on as well.
What do you think the mentality is like for Julio? Coming into his third year, he's matured a bit. I would assume he's more comfortable just being the leader. How do things change for him this year as far as preparing for this year?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think Julio understands he's smart enough that, like, he doesn't have to, you know, drive into the parking lot day one of spring training and go, oh, okay, now I'm in year three. I am essentially an established major league player. Now I have to start acting differently, or I have to, like, up my presence in the clubhouse. Because, yeah, look, Bum, you played a sport at the highest level, man. When someone tries to force it, it's brutal. It never works, right? So I think from that regard, right, I think that if he does his thing, the same attitude, the same energy, spark plug, everything from a year prior, I think he's going to be fine. Now, on the hitting side of things, yeah, one thing with Julio Rodriguez, and I talk about this, I have a new show coming out on Root Sports that I'm going to announce in a couple of days, but I dive pretty heavily into this. And one thing I talk about is his ground ball rate is really, really high. For someone who has that kind of production, 30-plus bombs, and he was at 47% ground ball rate, and in the beginning of the year, we're talking like May, June, he was up at 56% hitting the ball on the ground. And then all of a sudden, August rolls around, and that changed. It wasn't like he was hitting a ton of fly balls, but he was hitting just balls on a line, right? So I think that if that's something that they can address, I know Scott Service mentioned him getting the ball in the air a little bit more. Could you imagine? I mean, you're talking 30-something home runs right now with that ground ball rate. I know he's top five exit velo. If he can get the ball in the air, like literally cut that down to low 40s, it's going to be insane, the numbers he's going to put up. And we all know, man, when he's putting up numbers, when he's crushing balls, just like we saw the month of August, like he had like, what, a 420-something, you know, batting average, just OPS, you know, nearly 1,200. I mean, you look at the rest of the lineup. So I think that's really, really important. I think for him, getting the ball off the ground early, get full of confidence, you know, get fooled on a changeup, but keeping the ball off the ground and with his exit velo, man, it's going to be wild the kind of numbers he can put up.
Hey, Ryan, I'm going to stick on the topic of development for young players, but I'm going to look at the back end of the rotation. Miller and Wu, obviously, big expectations, two different guys. Where are you looking at either guy to kind of take that step forward this year?
Yeah, it's such a big question mark. You got two-fifths of this rotation that we don't know what they're capable of or how they forecast from a health standpoint, how they get through a lineup, secondary pitches, in a six-month span, right? So, like, both of them are, you know, full of talent. Bryce Miller is so adaptable. I'll start with Bryce Miller real quick. When he came out of the gates, everyone talked about the fastball up in the strike zone, just swings and misses. And so that was his kind of his identity, right? Where it's like, okay, he can just throw fastballs by guys. And all of a sudden, league started catching up to him. He lost a mile per hour because he was trying to, you know, calibrate to that the pitch. 4 or 5 days off pitch again, as opposed to once a week like they do down in the minor leagues. And so all of a sudden he had to be adaptable. And we saw another version of Bryce Miller. It's wild. Usually when you're a kid who comes up and you just can blow doors off dudes at the top of the strike zone, and then all of a sudden you can't, it can slap you in the face. And I don't think it did with him. But on the flip side of that, with him and Brian Wu, same thing. I'll say the same thing about getting lefties out, right? He was 70% fastball rate against lefties in the month of September. He has to get those secondary options against lefties because they are just going to get five lefties per lineup against him and just sit fastball more and more as the scouting report builds. So it's going to be interesting to see what he does with some of his secondary pitches besides that really, really good fastball. But for both of these guys, it's going to be interesting how this plays out once you get into late May and then you're pushing into June and all of a sudden it starts to warm up. And you guys, it's a tough transition when you know that you're looking down the barrel of 6 months health-wise and everything else. So we'll see. But, man, that's a huge X factor for this, because everyone talks about how strong their rotation is. But two of the five guys, it's quite the X factor here in regards to how they can push through a six-month season.
Ryan, we can't wait to hear more about this new show. He is Ryan Roland-Smith on the Emerald Queen Casino Sportsbook Hotline with a little bit of a season preview for us. Thanks so much, Ryan.
Thanks, Ryan.
No worries, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks.
See ya. All right, Wazoo takes on Drake in the first round of the NCAA tourney tonight at 7 p.m. on Seattle Sports. You can hear the Mariners face the Reds live at 6:30 p.m. on 770 KTTH. So, again, men's tourney, Wazoo Cougs, 7 p.m. Wazoo Cougs, who says that?
Nobody.
Right. Okay, Cougs play 7 p.m. right here on Seattle Sports. Mariners play 6:30 p.m. on 770 KTTH, and then both games will air live in their entirety on the Seattle Sports app. Giving you guys a heads up for some split programming tonight. Let's get to headline rewrites.
Extra, read all about it.
Headline rewrites.
We must make headlines.
The real story behind the headlines in today's news with Bump and Stacy.
Headline number one, Nebraska AD Troy Dannon told King 5's Jake Garcia his decision to leave Washington was a family decision and a move closer to home. Here is what Dannon sounds like saying.
It was really a move back home, a family thing. You know, I've said it was very, very personal because I've loved everything about Washington. You know, my family's not here yet. And, you know, the chance to, you know, go to what is a great place, but it's really home.
What's the real headline?
Yeah, UW needs to find someone who can call Seattle home. I'm tired of, at this point, I know it's only happened twice, but I worry it'll happen with Jed Fish eventually. Like, I want a coach that sees Seattle as a place they can stay.
I beat up on UW yesterday. I'm not going to do it today.
That's kind of okay. You, Bump. Is it because your Wazoo Cougs are playing?
You know, it's a calm before the storm. Just being calm for the rest of the day and getting ready for my Cougs. But no, I think you're right, but where do you compromise?
Right.
You want someone that calls Seattle home, but is that person the best option you have for that position?
Right.
It's tough because, like we mentioned yesterday, UW is like on the cusp. If the next 5 years go well, they could be one of the dominant programs in the country. Now, a lot of things got to happen. Recruiting has to be on point. You're going to a new league. But finding the right fit is perfect. Is tough because Seattle is such a unique kind of place.
Mm-hmm.
And you want someone who likes walking the streets and doing all the things that Seattle lights do. But you also want the person who is overqualified for the job. But you get that person might bounce. It's so hard to find someone who's going to stay here for a while. I hope they figure it out because, like I've said plenty of times, UW has all the resources to have a great athletic department. But it's all about personnel. It starts with AD.
Well, and those resources moving forward, too. I saw John Wilner write about this. The idea of, Washington looks a bit damaged right now. Some question marks right now with the departure of Kalen DeBoer, a brand new football coach, lots of departing seniors and players entering the draft on football. Obviously looking for a new men's basketball coach. All kinds of questions and a new AD. But you're also a major university that's now playing in the Big Ten. Like, there's enough there where with the right fit, the right person, you can intrigue someone to stay.
Yep.
Headline rewrites.
Headline number two, the NCAA tournament underway. Number 7 seed Washington State taking on number 10 Drake tonight in the very last game of the day. What's the real headline?
No matter the outcome, a lot of Cougs are getting wasted tonight.
I won't be one of them because I got to work tomorrow. But
yeah.
you are correct. We'll party regardless. I just hope that we save up enough energy to wake up and go to work tomorrow. But
yep.
You youngins out there who just got to go to class, maybe got a late start, man, do what you do. Party it up. and let's get active, man. I'm excited for the Cougs. 2008 was the last time these guys were in the tournament. I was in college back then, and it's I'm excited for the student body to experience this, because there's nothing like that, having a successful football team or basketball team. That's what college is about, man. Yep. It's a great experience. So live it up, man. Let's get it done tonight.
Let's get to the scoreboard. Michigan State, number 9, got the first win, first team to advance out of the first round, 69-51 over Mississippi State. Congratulations to everyone who took MSU to advance. Duquesne, the first big upset, number 11, taking BYU out, number 6, 71-67. That one came down to the wire. You have right now Long Beach State, who fired their head coach, whose AD then took credit for them making the tourney because he fired the head coach that is still coaching the team. It's all a mess. Number 15, they're taking on number 2, Arizona. Arizona up 48-35 early in the second. You have Creighton up big right now, and there's not much time to play. Look like they're going to advance. And then you have Wagner in North Carolina just now underway. North Carolina, the Tar Heels up early.
Headline rewrites.
Headline number 3, the Kraken look to end their 5-game winless streak tonight against the Golden Knights. What's the real headline?
So, in other words, the Kraken look to end their losing streak against last year's Stanley Cup champs.
I mean, when you put it like that.
When you spin it that
yeah.
way.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
I'm at the point of the season with these guys where I'm like, just go out and compete. Just compete, man. Show that you haven't given up completely on this season. I think you pointed out they have, what, a 0.6 chance to make the Stanley Cup final or the playoffs. It ain't happening. It ain't going down. So just go out, swing it, man. You're outnumbered. You haven't had the year that you want to. Lots of work needs to be done during this offseason. The honeymoon is over. Go get some talent, but just compete, man. We know they're not making the playoffs.
Let's get back to the men's tourney very quickly. Obviously, really, really excited to see the Cougs play tonight. First time in the tourney since 2008. Again, they're taking on number 7 Drake. It's going to be the biggest team in the tourney versus the smallest team. Really interesting matchup there. Who do you guys have early? And you can text in your answer on the Mac and Jack's text line too. I want to see how bold everyone got. Who's your biggest upset so far on your bracket? And it's not only a couple games have been played, so you don't know if you've gotten it right, but I think the only big upset that I took was Duquesne over BYU in the first round.
Humble brag.
No, it's not a humble brag. I'm just saying I didn't get much more bold than that. Like,
it's
I didn't
11
get,
over 6? Wow.
I didn't get very bold.
Scared money don't make money. Actually, I'm sure yeah. Otani would
and
tell us.
That was me dipping.
My bad.
I wonder who Shohei has in the bracket pool.
I got New Mexico over Clemson.
There you go. That's fun.
Yep.
I like that.
God, I bet Shohei's interpreter was running the Dodgers bracket pool, too.
God.
Now they're like, what do we do with all this cash?
Yeah, now they're like, great. We're out of it. I'm not. I am continuing to be intrigued by the number, Bumpy mentioned this, of tweets and things that we've seen from people with like, hey, more info is going to come. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a federal investigation into this bookmaker and this little, like, I don't know, agency or whatever they had. Like, more information will come. And the conflicting stories from both parties make things kind of weird.
It's a little awkward. It's a little awkward. Oh, he can't even text his boy no more. There's no communication. Their friendship is over. It's a wrap.
We asked Ryan Roland-Smith what, like, your biggest lingering question is from this, and my big lingering question is whether if Shohei truly did do something illegal, the league would ever suspend him. And I don't think they would.
Nah. Nope.
You can't.
He's the face.
It's just going to be someone doing something illegal that, like, how far will the league go to justify not suspending someone who violates rules? And I'd have no problem with him not being suspended. I know that sounds bad, but, like, I like watching Otani, man.
Says a rule follower. You seem like a rule follower.
I am a rule follower.
And so you're not going to... You don't think you would be okay with them not disciplining him for not following the rules.
It is completely biased. It is completely biased. If it was Jose Altuve who did this or anyone with the Astros, I'd be like, wow, Rob Manfred, pathetic. But I don't know. This one's weird. This one's really weird. I am so fascinated by this story. This and Kate Middleton just have me in a chokehold. You're listening to Bump and Stacey on Seattle Sports and the Seattle Sports app. Taking a look around the NFL next. Don't go anywhere.
Mariners group outings are a great option for all kinds of events. School family nights, fundraisers, office parties, and more. It's as easy as choosing a game and gathering a group of 20 plus. Start planning your outing today at mariners.com/groups.
You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Bumpin' Stacy.
Powered through the Alaska Airlines Studios.
On Seattle Sports.
Here are your hosts, Michael Bumpus and Stacy Ross.
Taking a look around the NFL, and we are going to start in the NFC West with a now departing Aaron Donald. He addressed his retirement from the NFL for the first time on his Instagram page. Here's what he said.
I'm complete. I'm full. I think the passion to play the game is no longer there for me. I will always love football, but to think about going through another camp and another 17 season, I just don't got the urge to want to push myself to do that no more. I'm burned out, you know. If anything, the best way to say that I'm full, I'm complete. I'm satisfied with what I was able to do in 10 years, and I think it's time for me to, at 32 years old, to retire from football and, you know, jump into the next step of my career and my life, and it's time to move on.
I can understand that. I mean, not literally those accomplishments, but I can understand that feeling of, like, I did everything.
Done it all. Best player, defensive player of this generation, won a Super Bowl. He's 32. He's got a family and spend more time with them. I retired from coaching twice, though. And then I set out a year. I was like, I got to get back in it. I wonder if at 32 years old, I wonder if he sits out a year and says, oh, okay, my body feels good. I can do it again.
He's just accomplished everything. I mean, he won a Super Bowl. He was a multi-time, eight-time All-Pro, like 10-time, a Pro Bowler in every year of his career. He was a 3-time Defensive Player of the Year. Like, there's nothing else for you to do. And the important thing is for him, he's clearly someone that goes 1,000% all the time. You don't reach that level of greatness. Yes, you're blessed with great genetics and you're gifted, but you don't reach that level of greatness without 100% effort. Entering into a training camp, an off season, a full season of that at 32, 100% effort feels way different.
Trust me, it ain't over. There's gonna be
you think
a moment.
He's coming back? No,
I'm not closing door on it. He probably won't come back, but there's gonna be a moment where he's watching football or he's at home and he thinks, maybe I can do it again. And he's going to have to retire mentally again. I guarantee you he's going to have that conversation with himself. 32. He still got gas.
I know. Do you think he would stay if it felt like the Rams could win a Super Bowl?
You
could add 2-time Super Bowl winner.
No, I don't think that matters. I don't think that matters. I think it's more just mentally and physically how he's feeling. And give it a year. Give it a few months. He's going to have that conversation with himself. But I'm mad at him, though.
Yeah, no, not at all. Will there be a trade at the top of the draft? Cardinals general manager Monty Ozenfort says that the Cards are already getting a ton of calls about the possibility of trading out of the 4th overall pick. They already have their quarterback. Might someone trade up to try to take J.J. McCarthy? However, he added he doesn't expect to actually make a trade anytime soon. He said, look, they are starting to pick up. It'll probably continue into next week when we go down to Florida for the owners' meetings. He said, I think most teams are just in a similar spot to us. They're fine. finalizing the boards and they're figuring everything out. He said, I would expect those calls, meaning, to continue here for the next month.
So I think the Arizona Cardinals need a wide receiver. Everyone we've spoken to about this draft says this is an extremely deep draft when it comes to wide receivers. So what do? Use that as leverage. You can go and get you a guy. You can go get a Marvin Harrison, a Roma Dunze, or a Neighbors early, or you can wait and get one of these guys that are not just as good, but could be a number one, number two type receiver. I think they're in a great position. You're right. They do have their quarterback. They got their backup. You need someone to throw the rock. So you do have Michael Wilson out of Stanford over there who had a pretty good rookie season. But you need a Batman to his Robin. I think they're in position to do whatever they want to do, honestly.
Did Jags GM Trent Baalke potentially tip his team's draft plans? Here's what happened. According to Mark Long of the Associated Press, does he have the AP? Yeah. Trent Baalke was supposed to attend Florida's Pro Day. They even sent a camera crew for their in-house production. They're filming this thing called The Hunt. But apparently, he backed out when he found out wide receiver Ricky Purcell opted out of workouts. Mm. So the only reason you were going there, presumably, was to watch this wide receiver. Might that be what they do in the second round?
Yeah, I mean, look, you can go to watch somebody and he backs out. It does, and you can tell the whole world that's the guy that you want, or you can keep it a secret. It don't matter because you don't know what everyone in front of you is doing. Some guys who are in front of you could be looking at the same kid. But, yes, we do love stuff like this because it gives us an insight of what they're thinking and how they're moving.
Now, had you been a subscriber to Peacock prior to last year's Chiefs-Dolphins playoff game?
No.
Are you still a subscriber?
No.
Oh.
As soon as that game was over, it
then
was a wrap.
You are part of a small group of 29% of people. 70, according to IndieWire, 71% of users who signed up for Peacock to watch that game have continued to subscribe. And I'll tell you why, because they forgot they did it.
Yeah.
I've done that with so many. I am subscribed to so many things that I've completely forgotten about because it's like $4.99. Like little apps or whatever that you're like, oh, look at this organizer app. Look at this grocery shopping list app. And it's just taking money every single time, and you forget that you're doing it.
Yeah, they're banking on that. It worked out for them, man. They got the Swifties to tap in on that, too. Good. I mean, this is good business for them. This is what Netflix does. This is what all those other apps do. And it worked out for them, but not me. As soon as that game was over, I think I waited a day or two. I'm like, let me do it now before I forget and add on. I probably spend easily over $100 on apps a month.
Man, I need to find, if anyone has suggestions, let me know.
There's an app.
That's what I'm saying.
There's an app for that. You got to pay for it.
I would pay for an app that would unsubscribe me from websites and apps and everything. Because some
I think
of it's
they do
not,
have that app.
I need to find that because some of it's not just like apps. It's like a newspaper where I needed to get info on a player. Mm-hmm. I did this so often when I was a reporter. It would be like Detroit Free Press, and I subscribe because there's a player they drafted out of Michigan, yep. And I need to get this interview. And then I'm just still subscribed years later and forgot about it. I'm not kidding. I subscribed to that, I think, when they drafted Malik McDowell, and I'm still subscribed. I don't know how to undo it.
It's out there.
I'm sorry. Just keep taking my money, I guess. You're going to talk about this a bit in four down territory, so feel free to kind of limit it. But the NFL is considering a stricter rule against crack back blocks. Why don't you, and you're going to get to whether or not you agree, but just explain it in general.
It's pretty much saying when a player is in the backfield and they go in motion and they're not blocking where the ball is, you cannot engage the defender below the knees. And it kind of eliminates that block for the smaller guys because they're talking about like the edge guys, someone blocking or blitzing off the edge or having contained. It gives an advantage to the defense, and I'm okay with it, but I'm also not okay with it.
We're going to talk about it a little bit more coming up in four down territory. So people are giving me suggestions for apps now. I'm going to try these, but then what if I subscribe to these and they're just things I paid for that I don't end up using? You know what I'm realizing? It's not the apps. I'm lazy.
It's you.
It's dawning on me right now. You know when you kind of like look at yourself in the mirror in
it's
a
like,
different
oh,
way?
Oh, wait. I'm the problem.
You know? What you like you, we tend to as people go through life thinking like, I'm cool. I try to be a good person. And then you think about it and you're like, I'm horrible at this. What's your worst quality, Bump?
My worst quality?
Yeah, I don't want to be here alone. I don't want to stand here alone.
I throw things on the ground in my room and I will not pick them up. Like, I'm getting ready in the morning.
Wow, dude.
Throw it down.
We're on the radio right now.
Curtis, what's your worst quality?
My worst quality, probably not picking up after myself. putting things off, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for Matt to come out with, like, I steal things.
Wow. I have $4.5 million in gambling debt.
I think my worst quality is that I have too many bad qualities to list right now.
Oh, that's the opposite of tell me about a good quality that you have as an employee. Like, what's your weakness? Just that I try too
hard? There's just too many options to go with.
Yeah, there's just too many things to choose. Opening day is right around the corner, and we want to send one of you and three friends to the game. All you need to do is open the Seattle Sports app and click the Win tab to find out how. If you don't already have the app, simply text the word APP, A-P-P, to 866-979-3776, and we'll send you a link to download it right now. Don't miss out on your chance to join the fun at opening day. This contest runs through Sunday, March 24th. You're listening to Bump and Stacey on Seattle Sports and the Seattle Sports app. We weren't going to have this segment, and then it became the most popular text that we were getting on the Mac and Jack's text line, so we're going to have it now. If Ohtani was indeed gambling or tied to gambling in any way, and the league doesn't do anything, does it then make a case for Pete Rose? That's next.
You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Bumpin' Stacy.
Powered through the Alaska Airlines Studios.
On Seattle Sports.
Here are your hosts, Michael Bumpus and Stacey Ross.
So here's what everyone's wondering today. Don't be surprised if you see Pete Rose trending. If Ohtani was indeed sending money to a bookie or involved in any way with gambling outside of just covering for his interpreter or, according to Ohtani's camp now, having nothing to do with gambling, what case does it make for Pete Rose? I'm already having people on the Mac and Jack's text line bump say Pete Rose already has a case to be in the Hall of Fame. Like, But what are some of the differences that to you when someone says, well, what about Pete Rose, you immediately think of?
What are the differences?
Yeah.
He was betting on games he was playing in, wasn't he? Yeah. I mean, that's a bit deep. Now, the situation with Ohtani is him or his interpreter bet on like international soccer games and did not touch baseball. I think once you start betting on the league that you're in and the games that you play, the integrity is gone. There's no coming back from that. Now, Pete Rose, man, he's a two-time Gold Glove, Rookie of the Year Award, Most Valuable Player. He won a World Series, 3 batting titles. Mm-hmm. If he didn't bet on his games, he definitely would be in the Hall of Fame. But it's just, I think once you bet on a game that you're playing in or a league that you're in, people question everything about you now. They're like, dang, you would compromise something that people pay good money to watch. They support you. They support your organization. It's just a bad look. So with Ohtani, it's just, it's still a bad look. It is illegal, but at least he's not connected to the actual games that he played in the league that he is in.
And people have said, well, there's people who are on performance-enhancing drugs who are in the Hall of Fame, but that's also why Barry Bonds isn't. So there's plenty of people being kept out of the Hall of Fame because of their connection to performance-enhancing drugs, whether or not they actually admitted to it. I get why Pete Rose isn't, even though I think that we normalize gambling. There's nothing... You may feel there's something wrong with it. I think it is a very accepted thing in sports for fans. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're in an industry where players and coaches can't touch the industry, but we talk about spreads and you know, what's the cover and all this stuff constantly. Like, half the industry is dedicated to gambling. It's why fantasy football does what it does.
Yeah.
But I also don't think players should do it.
No, you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't do it. 253 says, excuse me, he bet to win. He wasn't betting for his teams to lose. He also said he bet on games that he managed and never bet against the Reds. That softens the blow a little bit. It's not like you're saying, okay, my guys aren't going to get it done. You're saying, heck yeah, I believe in my squad. We're going to get this thing going. But again, it's just integrity, man. It's just integrity. And you want to feel like the game is as pure as possible. Even if you are betting for your team to win, you don't want to feel like there's any type of outside influence to the game. It's just the guys on the field or the women on the field and the guys who officiate the game. That's what it is. People want this game to be as pure as possible. But here's the thing, man, this game ain't pure. As soon as you start getting paid, there's some shadiness that's going to go on.
That's what I'm saying. It's like opening up a leak on a boat, and pretty soon it's going to start filling with water. Like, you're going to have a bigger problem than you anticipated, no matter how small that initial thing was. Like, it's – Pete Rose may only ever have wanted to bet on himself and his own team, and in theory, that's great. How many fans listening now bet on their own team every single weekend?
All the time.
A lot of you. Mm-hmm. Again, though, and this is why I think I'm being hypocritical about Ohtani, a rule is a rule. And we had Ryan Roland Smith on, and he was like, look, this is the most serious meeting that we had even when I was a player. Like, it is made clear that you do not get involved in this whatsoever.
Yeah. You're not even allowed to, when I was in the league, be in fantasy football leagues that where you can win money. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to give any type of advice on a game. For example, who's available, who's not available, who was at practice this week. I could have been like, Walter Jones didn't practice all week. You know, I don't think our offensive line is going to be great. You are sworn to secrecy, but you know what goes down. You're sitting there with your boys. You're talking about your team and the status of a certain player. Stuff is going to be leaked, but I feel like if it's done innocently, you're just having random conversations with people you care about, it's different. Now, once you start strategizing and placing bets, it gets a little sticky. But this is just the world we live in. This ain't the first. It ain't going to be the last. It's going to be way more situations that pop up. When we've seen guys get suspended. Who got suspended last year? Was it Calvin Ridley?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Calvin Ridley got suspended.
Yeah.
Year before?
Yeah.
Calvin Ridley got suspended. This is the world we live in. You got to be careful. But this Ohtani thing is a whole nother level.
It's a superstar, and that's Curtis. You pointed this out too. When Pete Rose got caught, he was in his 40s, or when these accusations were flying, at least he was in his 40s. It's different when you are the highest paid, biggest star, brightest thing about baseball.
Yeah, baseball was going to thrive with or without Pete Rose at that point. Like, he was well past his prime. Whereas if you take Shohei Ohtani away, you're taking a lot of reason for casual fans to tune in. I imagine the 3 a.m. games that just got done playing in Korea had way better ratings than when the Mariners and A's were in Tokyo a few years ago, because Shohei Ohtani gets people to tune in regardless of any sort of rooting interest. Like, baseball needs him in the worst way possible to remain relevant on the national landscape. Like, how often does baseball lead off SportsCenter these days? Never. But yeah, like, Shohei Ohtani is still somebody that gets talked about on like First Take and all that. So he is so important to baseball. I think they would do anything possible to keep him eligible, because he just means so much to the game.
I think that baseball, MLB, is hoping that nothing comes out. Nothing
praying.
Comes out about this. They're already going to have a hard time dancing around two payments of $500,000 being wired from Shohei Ohtani's account. I would imagine it is incredibly difficult to do that unless you are the owner of that account. They're already going to have to dance around that, because that's technically not legal. But if you find out that baseball games were involved, then you have to go by the same standard you are with Pete Rose. And again, I know that a lot of you think, I'm not really mad at Pete Rose for that. But if that's the standard you set.
Here's my question.
Yeah.
How many people have access to your bank account and
Zero.
Can wire money?
Me.
He's connected, man. It's just, how are they going to cover this up? How great are his lawyers and his team into wording things properly and covering up as much as you can, but anyone just doesn't have access to your account? So you were involved, or you allowed him to do what he did. Unfortunate. And Dodgers will still contend for World Series, though.
I mean, they have enough talent too. Someone said that the Dodgers have an opportunity to put Ohtani and Betts at the top of the lineup.
Oh,
like to have Ohtani leading off.
Dang.
I mean, that's kind of funny. I mean, it's maybe I'll feel differently. This is the hard thing about whenever you have a huge story that breaks, is you're kind of tied to your original opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I will think this is a much more serious, drastic, dramatic thing in like 3 days' time,
mm-hmm.
once I just absorb more information. I don't know, guys. I'm kind of with you. Like, for right now, I'm like, I don't think Pete Rose committed a cardinal sin, and it sounds like Ohtani was covering for a friend. Like, I don't know, man.
Someone makes a good point on the text line. They said Pete Rose wasn't the kindest person. So that has something
true
to do
too.
With it.
I mean, there are a lot of people in the Hall of Fame that were not kind people.
Also true.
All right, you guys, we are heading into our final hour. And for the first thing, we're heading to the station for Hype Train. Don't go anywhere.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.